American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The Trump administration wins a temporary appeals court ruling over foreign aid.
A federal appeals court is lifting a lower court ruling that had required the Trump administration to continue making foreign aid payments. Aid organizations sued, arguing President Trump is in violation of federal law by not spending money authorized by Congress. A district court judge agreed, but a ruling from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals says that decision was wrong because those aid groups cannot bring a freestanding suit, ruling instead a challenge to the federal statute must be brought by the Comptroller General, who leads the Government Accountability Office. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Could Congress ban lawmakers from trading stocks? Ryan Schmills has a look.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tells Fox's Larry Kudlow the Trump administration is behind a push to ban members of Congress from trading stocks.
This is a disgrace. There are plenty of people who go to Congress to serve their constituents, serve their country, but unfortunately there are a lot of people who go there to get rich.
A number of bills are being proposed and debated among lawmakers. Both House Speaker Mike Johnson and Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries have come out in support of a ban. Those who push back say the federal government shouldn't prevent people from making money, and with an increased cost of living and no pay increase for lawmakers, it would be difficult for people with limited means to serve in Congress.
Many Republican-controlled states are working to reverse the decline in national academic performance, Bob Kellogg reports.
Campus Reform reports math scores for 9-year-olds had the largest decline in a half a century. Reading proficiency isn't much better. David Randall of the National Association of Scholars.
There's been steady deterioration in teaching for several generations. The disassembly of school discipline due to, above all, Obama administration initiatives in the early 2010. COVID didn't help. In effect, teaching has simply become worse and worse.
Camp's reform reports a number of red states are trying to reform public education with universal school choice, but he says states themselves need to continue the reform.
Education reform has to continue at the state and local level to make sure we have new bureaucrats, new and better teachers. Simply handing off from radical bureaucrats at the federal level to radical bureaucrats at the state level, that would give you some accountability improvement, but it's not really enough.
Campus reform says, unfortunately, some secondary and college schools continue to reaffirm DEI principles, which exacerbates the problem.
Violence against churches remains a grave concern, according to a study from the Family Research Council.
In 2024, there were 415 documented acts of hostility against churches in the United States. It's the second year in a row that the number exceeded 400, and the third year in a row it's been more than 100. Travis Weber of the Family Research Council told Washington Watch on AFR that it's no coincidence that Roe v. Wade was overturned in the middle of 2022.
We did observe more hostility on the life issue directed at churches perceived as being pro-life or representing the pro-life position.
Most of the attacks in 2024 were vandalism, followed by arson, gun-related cases, and bomb threats. Weber says anger is on the rise in the U.S.
I think the data show us that you have enough hostility in our culture to find its way into the form of 415 hostile actions directed at peaceful places of worship.
Weber says unless it's mitigated, that anger will spill over into more violent attacks on churches going forward.
What never found its way into a hostile act, but is represented in the culture out there brewing, perhaps in a person's heart, thoughts, intentions, some hatred.
He says the days of looking out at other countries where it's dangerous to be a Christian are slipping away.
In a country like the United States, where many of us think of ourselves as Western, freedom-loving, free country, you've got peaceful places of worship being attacked in this way. It's unacceptable, and we need to bring it to a light and address it.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.